Good morning and welcome back to the Wide World of Sports Morning Update. Mike Pearsall here with you this morning to bring you all you need to know from the world of sport. We'll start with Newcastle forward Jack Hetherington entering an early guilty plea and accepting a one-game suspension for that bizarre tunnel confrontation with Bulldog Reid Marnie. He'll miss Sunday's clash with the Dolphins in Brisbane. Plenty of figures from Hetherington's former club, the Bulldogs, are vouching for him and insist he was playing around when he jabbed Marnie, but former Cronulla hard man Paul Gowan has told 100% Footy he needs to pull his head in.
It reminds me a bit of myself when I was young. And look, it took a meeting with me and Ron Massey. Ron Massey absolutely double loaded on me with two barrels and give it to me. And it took Ricky Stewart to tell me, Gal, if you keep carrying on the way you're carrying on, I can't pick you. I'm not going to pick you because you're hurting yourself and you're hurting the team.
Meanwhile, NRL great Billy Slater believes there are alarming issues at Parramatta after their embarrassing loss to the Dolphins. On his podcast, Slater says the Eels crumpled against a very understrength team.
Footy clubs are very honest these days, and I'm sure they're looking at themselves with the same questions as we're looking at them with. But Brad Arthur, he will be honest. He was honest in the public, and you can times that by 10, what he's going to be in the meeting room.
In the AFL, North Melbourne is being described as having a sense of hopelessness as the only winless club after six rounds. The Roos have won just five games since the start of 2022. Analyst Matthew Lloyd has told 3AW Radio they're clearly struggling.
I feel like there's a sense of hopelessness at the moment with North, and Clarko was meant to come in and be the saviour for this club. I was rapt when they signed Clarkson because I thought, okay, they've gone.
Put them on the map.
Yeah.
The AFL Tribunal will sit tonight as Giants duo Toby Green and Jesse Hogan try to escape one-game bans. The Eagles are also challenging a one-game suspension handed to Tom Barras. Meanwhile, Richmond duo Dylan Grimes and Jacob Hopper are poised to return for the Anzac Day Eve clash against Melbourne after training strongly yesterday. WADA is standing by its decision to clear 23 Chinese swimmers who tested positive for a banned substance in the lead-up to the Tokyo Olympics. The Chinese anti-doping authority claims they were the victim of kitchen contamination at a team training camp before they tested positive to TMZ. Despite playing just a handful of matches in the past 18 months, Rafael Nadal has been added to the Team Europe roster for tennis's Laver Cup. The event will be played in Berlin in September against Team World. Back home, the Waratahs are aiming to stop the Fijian Drua from winning a third straight Super Rugby Women title. The teams will go head-to-head in the grand final on Sunday. Tars fly half Arabella McKenzie says they're expecting the unexpected.
The Drua are always like surprise packages. You never know what you're going to get on any given day, which can be quite frustrating when you're trying to preview a team, but really just puts all the focus back onto us and how we prepare and how we train.
Nikita Zou's Italian opponent is vowing to turn the butcher into a vegan. Zou will go toe-to-toe with Danilo Criati at Horton Pavilion tomorrow night in Sydney. Criati says he's spotted some weaknesses he'll exploit to deliver Zou his first career loss.
Probably a weak jaw. He's not that fast. Also the body. And we're going to go for both of them.
World number one golfer Scottie Scheffler has backed up his win at the Masters by winning the PGA Tour's Heritage by three shots. He's now won four of his past five tournaments. And EPL club at Nottingham Forest is requesting the audio between the on-field referee and the VAR official be released from their loss to Everton. The club is questioning the integrity of the VAR official after having three penalty appeals rejected. In a statement after the game, they said the official was a Luton Town fan. And wins for the Bucks and Clippers in the first round of the NBA playoffs. That's all we have time for this morning on the Wide World of Sports Morning Update podcast. Thanks for joining us. Mike Pearsall here in the chair. I'll see you next time.